As we've reported, the parcel to the south of Park City Nursery was okayed for an office retail restaurant project about 10 years ago in a consent agreement that settled a lawsuit. Now the property owners want to revise the agreement to allow a hotel. The ultimate decision will be up to the county manager, but the council is being asked to advise and consent on the proposal. Council member David Ure said he's leaning in favor of the hotel because the staff reports it will have less traffic impact.
It decreases the number of trips on the 248 by at least 25%. It gives us about another 15 to 18% more open space. And to be on a selfish standpoint from the county council side, it also gives us more revenue for taxes. Now, that's not a good excuse, but that's also one of the things that fits out there. This was a vested right from 2003. So it's not a matter of okaying or disapproving of this decision, because something's going to be built there. And I think that we as a council have decided, let's try and put something in place that will be of less impact.
In Wednesday's discussion, Councilmember Claudia McMullen said she was concerned about approving another hotel with a glut already of hotel rooms and with a location along Highway 224.
Generally speaking, I think we prefer to have hotels in resort cores rather than along our highway corridor. So this is a little bit of a departure for that. We have a huge glut of hotel rooms already. We have many more hotel rooms than any other resort town. And we have a low occupancy rate. I mean, it's hard for us to keep them occupied. And we have a bunch coming online. So I have a concern about the nature of the use. I have a concern about the location of that particular use, having strayed from the resort core or the town center. I, of course, appreciate, you know, less traffic. I just wish we could think of a better use for this particular parcel than either of the ones that they proposed.
Ure, however, said the applicants have likely done their due diligence on whether another hotel is feasible in the basin.
The finance people behind the hotel, they've already done their research. They know what's in Park City and in the basin out there. And I believe that they're wise enough to know how to invest their money without us saying you can or cannot do that. So this is called private enterprise, and I'm willing to follow through on that. They've done their due diligence. If they haven't, they're going to lose a bundle of money.
Neighbors have said they're concerned that traffic from the hotel will be funneled onto their local streets, Sun Peak Drive and Cooper Lane. However, Deputy County Attorney Dave Thomas said Wednesday it's been forgotten that Cooper Lane was intended as a secondary access to the Canyons Resort area.
The residents of Cooper Lane probably bought there, probably didn't know that that was a designated access route. Hasn't been really used because of the development of the canyons.
Has been so long delayed.
Yeah. So they got used to not having that kind of traffic, and now they're presented with this that, gee, this actually is going to be used for that, and I think that certainly makes them upset.
And the one thing we know is that the canyons needs alternative access routes.
Correct.
Staff planner Sean Lewis said that what's good for handling special event traffic around the canyons isn't necessarily what the local residents want.
There were a lot of complaints this year that I heard anecdotally after the 4th of July at the canyons as the sheriff was directing a lot of that traffic off Cooper Lane to come down Sun Peak. The sheriff's office said it was the best handled traffic event that we've ever had at the canyons because everything flowed out quickly because we used Cooper Lane. The residents complained, what the crap are you doing having all this traffic come on Cooper Lane? It should be going down Canyons Resort Drive.
David Ure said they're aware of the concerns of the neighbors.
That doesn't mean it's still not going to impact their lives. It still doesn't mean we're not going to sit down with them and try and find some best ways to allow the traffic to go through as little as possible and make, you know, left-hand turns or right-hand turns, whatever we have to do. But that is one of the situations we're working with.
County Council Member David Ure. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.